We go together, better than birds of a feather. You and me, we change the weather. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through.
Oh yeah,
the dark.
I'm a sucker for you, right? You're the medicine. Everybody's a sucker for these guys making all the decisions. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. At least we got part of the anti-inflation bill through, right? Republicans, none of them voted for it. Well, why would they? I mean, come on. They don't vote to increase people's wages, protect their air and water, protect their public education, health care, guns everywhere. And they still won't legalize marijuana, which would help Wisconsin quite a bit. And I mean, maybe some folks would quit drinking so damn much.
Yeah, I met a guy a couple weeks ago, Phil, who works on that, you know, trying to get legalization done and trying to educate people about what it means and the economic impact and all that it could mean here in Wisconsin.
Oh, and it would help veterans, but we saw Republicans voting against veterans. Oh, you know, who cares if their lungs are falling out? I thought when they go in, when they come out, they've got the idea that, you know, they can get an education and they can get health care. And you guys lie, steal, cheat, and kill. Quite the crowd. But hey, let's look at some of the... I thought I saw something funny in here about Republicans. But I do believe that Garland's like, oh, he decided to play chess and these guys are playing Trumpopoly. Walk yourself right into releasing the information on it. But it's not going to matter for the psychos. So now it's time to, again, two hard left turns. Or if you're like, one of those Republicans, yeah, I guess you need to turn around. Yeah, turn left. It's two 90-degree angles, 180 the other way, and save your damn grandchildren. Come on, man.
You think if we made them, if we talked to them and said, if you make two hard right turns, they would technically be going in the same direction. So maybe we could get them to go hard right again, and they're actually going the complete opposite direction they're going right now, and maybe that would change their perspective.
Watching Republicans just, you know, scurry to try and cover up this huge pile of Trump, you know, this stinky orange pile of Trump, that can't be covered, man. It can only be ignored and ignited. Let's ignite it first. Let's burn that. You know, those FBI informants, they are a bitch, aren't they? Too bad, man. That's their job. So now Republicans want to defund the FBI and disconnect themselves from the Department of Justice. They no longer, we are not working with them anymore. It doesn't get any more Nazi than that. You're not willing to work with the Justice Department. And the same FBI and the same guys that Trump appointed, which were more moderate guys. But you got to remember that a lot of the FBI guys, they really get into the part about, you know, protecting the nation. Okay. Some of them do. Yes, absolutely. We're not confusing with the Secret Service, getting drunk and falling over or letting guys jump over the fence with a, you know, run through the White House with a knife when Obama's in there. What a coincidence, huh? But I got to say, why would Trump take home top secret U.S. documents? Well, I kind of figured it out right away. And then they started talking about it on that TV box there. Okay. First, obviously, he's going to use them against the American people to try and seize power. That's what he was hoping with some of that stuff. And to sell them to the highest bidder, even if it's like the hostiles, man. Sell them to Saudi Arabia, right? Because we got like golfers now that are with them. This is insane, man. And yeah, it can't, just when you think, you know, that it can't get much more insane, it got more insane. And with that, I'll go to Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, you're right there. It's absolute insanity. Maybe the Republicans saw that the Department of Justice has its origins in Reconstruction after the Civil War, because, you know, to enforce giving black men the vote back then. I mean that, to try to ensure their civil rights. I mean, that's the origin of the Justice Department, even though they've strayed from that from time to time. But I mean that how the Republican Party is able to do this drastic shift to They don't really believe in law and order anymore. I mean, and we know darn well like what Trump was doing with that top secret information. Some of it was above top secret. You know, from
right,
what I understand.
It's like the most, like the highest echelons of classified, right?
Right, and it's just ridiculous. Now one of the memes they're trying to put out there. Well, anything that leaves the Oval Office, you know, is declassified. By fiat of Donald Trump, and they go just automatic declassification. They go, it is just ridiculous. I mean, we do not know what happened with some of this stuff. We don't know how many of our assets have been compromised because Trump took this information out of there. We don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that I know for a fact that Donald Trump monetized this information, that some of this information fell into the hands of the Saudi Secret Service or the Russian Secret Service or the Hungarian Secret Service or, you know, that...
Mark? All it would take is for one porn star to show up and somebody could clean out his safe while he was busy doing that.
It is just ridiculous. And this stuff was not locked up down there.
Of course not.
I mean, but they've got
locked up, but nothing secured like it needs to be. Not in a steel, concrete. Oh, I'm just sick of them.
And the fact of the matter is that stuff it was not supposed to leave the White House in the first place.
No.
I mean, all that stuff out of there, it was not his personal property. It was a property of We the People, and that he stole from We the People. But his apologists will keep on saying, you know, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, great American. Well, no, Donald Trump is not a great American. I mean that, and it is just ridiculous. I mean that we cannot, and we should have known that this was going to happen with Donald Trump. But we knew this stuff was gone, and they're asking politely for this stuff for months.
And then they ignored the subpoena after that. And so the next move is, and thanks, Mark, I appreciate it. But that's exactly what happens to normal people when you ignore court orders, right? They have to just get a warrant and take the stuff. And when we find out what all was in there, it's not going to matter to most Republican psychos. I mean, they think there's more of them than there really are. Because they're really loud about it, right? But the only way they can get really loud about it is by people sitting on their asses and not getting in the game and doing something to stop them, right? Which includes Democratic legislators. That's a 3-minute mark, right? Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to go to Joe then. Yeah. Joe, how's it going Saturday? Are you there, Joe? Oh. Well, then I'm going to put him back on hold. Maybe he was muted. So, yeah, anyway. It's ready now? There we go. Back to Joe, because you were muted. Now you can start.
I'm a perfect guy to mute sometimes. So I'm a beautiful mutant as well. I actually want to, I want to point something out, too. And it's like, you know, this is it's also the effect of Democrats falling in love with Lynn Cheney. You know, it's always the Democrat now, like, you know, George W. Bush is, you know, he's anti-Trump. Oh, my God, he's awesome. I want to remind people, most of the Democratic Party, you know, we have super majorities. We want Medicare for all. We want tuition-free college. We want stronger communities. We want, they're all super majorities. That's anything over 66%. Well, we're into 70 and 80% on this stuff. Democratic leadership doesn't reflect that. They call us far weirdo leftists. That's the base of this party. And I want to remind the Democrats out there, because it's easy to, you know, I mean, Mike, this, you being a high level collegiate wrestler, it'd be like you losing to a fifth grader, okay?
I think I did get beat by a fifth grader once.
Well, you must have been in third grade. But I was going to say the problem with this is that the FBI is no friend to the Democrats. And, yes, they will, you know, when we're backed up so far. But I watched this clip from Tucker Carlson. He had this guy, he was second in charge at the FBI, and he was talking about his beginning days of going and busting up progressive protests and things like that. They hate progressive politics. They will always advocate for little Joe Manchins and Chuckie Schumer's favorite little twerp, Kyrsten Sinema.
That's just because, you know, you guys just want to live in a utopia. Yes. I think that was promised to us.
Well, we're solid, though, dude. We want good things. And but, you know, our Democratic leadership keeps selling us out hard. And it's like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many more losses we can eat before these clowns, you know. And we are getting, we're getting outfought by the CRT crowd, the CJ crowd. You know, we've got...
Oh, no, no, hold on, hold on. I've never been out... All of them together have not outthought me yet.
Dude, we're getting outperformed. You can't have freaks like that, you know, close in competition when they don't talk about anything. They don't ask for anything. The Republicans are on the dismantle government. We're not up for that. But I'm telling you what, man, it's the price of being a super undeveloped party, and that is the Democratic Party. And you do have to literally do an honest assessment and look at those clowns on the right. And we are getting, you know, this is neck and neck. It's not cool, and it shouldn't be like this. But Democrats having super majorities in this, we haven't figured out a way to put the car in drive. They're saying, no, Nancy Pelosi, no, we can't go and drive. What, Chuck Schumer? No. That the transmission's broken. We got to, you know, we got to enjoy neutral or lose on a woman's right to choose. No, we got to get slapped off our chair with that. We got to get slapped off our chair with can't get a voter bill of rights, can't federalize that. You know, I'm just, I don't know, man. I love to rag on Republicans because they're ridiculous, and I despise the Republican Party. But I'll tell you what. The Democrats suck.
Hey, you know what? Don't feel so bad, man. Like I told you, it's already been decided, dude. It's over. Smoke a bowl and enjoy it. Get some popcorn, as long as it isn't Rabid Boss popcorn.